Though I was a slave, I was brought up around swords. But this blade, this is different. I know it like I know my own right paw.
Satisfied, the abbot sighs Triss up and down, smiling.
Then you must wear it. Redwall is fortunate to find one such as you in time of danger, Triscar.
The squirrel maid undid her waist belt and buckled it across her back from left shoulder to right waist, then thrust the sword through so it hung over her back.
If you please, Father Abbot, I prefer to be called Triss.
They watched her go back outside to join the others. The abbot transferred his gaze to Martin on the tapestry.
Sir, I'll wager you used to wear the sword in the same manner. Thank you for sending her to us.
Since the vermin had entered the woodlands, Curda seemed a touch more affable toward Plug. Her archers had brought down a fine wood pigeon, and she beckoned him to join her at the fire.
So, tell me, you have conquered the big stone places like this?
The freebooter sat down gingerly, having first assured himself that his tail was still hanging intact.
The bigger they are, the richer they be, missy. If an order tales of booty and loot inside there are only half true, you can bet your white eyed old Plug will find a way to get at it. Aye, on me affidavit, I will.
Curda stared into the flames.
If this be true, you can have the booty. I'll take those slave bits, yar?
Crubbage and Scummy lingered behind the captain, keeping an eye on the unfortunate tail. Plug sniffed at the bird cooking on a spit over the fire.
Is that bird fresh killed?
Curda gave it a turn with a sabre point.
Yar, fresh this very night, why you ask?
The silver fox sniffed the air uneasily, then noticed his two crew beasts lurking in the background.
Oi, Scummy, do you reckon you could find a stream hereabouts?
The stoat touched his ear dutifully.
Aye, Captain, I could.
Plug wrinkled his nose distastefully.
Then take grubbage with you, and when you come across the stream, you can chuck each other in and scrub yourselves till dawn. Rub some fresh mint on yourselves, too.
The two vermin plodded obediently off, Grubbage waggling a paw in his ear, or what was left of it.
Why have we got to put fresh mint on a shelf? Don't make sense.
When they had gone, Plug continued sniffing.
Phew! That stink's still hanging about. What is it?
Curda was about to suggest that Plug join his crew beasts in the stream, but she thought better of it, now that she really needed an ally.
The smell? I don't know. Maybe all strange woodlands stink like this.
The silver fox picked up a burning twig and blew on it.
No matter. We'll see if it smells any better inside that abbey place once we burn their doors down.